miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, what a great night we had.
Saturday night.
Area Hotel.
Yeah, Hit's first birthday featuring Mashed and Kutcher. Now, I have to give a big shout out to the Area Hotel. They did a fantastic job and thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, exactly right. And thank you to everyone that came along,
Yeah. Especially
our special VIP ticket holders who bought those tickets early. They got access an hour earlier before everyone else. They had food, they had a couple of free drinks. Someone won a bike and a barbecue we gave away.
There were people as well waiting at the door to get into Normal. And they'd started a chant.
Let us in.
Let us in.
Well, too bad. You should have gotten tickets earlier.
Yeah, exactly. We had been only talking about it for like a month.
Kudos to Jason Austin as well, one of our sales reps here, sales managers. He was holding down the fort at the gates,
yes,
letting people in. He did a stellar job. But we did catch up with Matt and Adam from Mashed and Kutcher after the gig. They did say as well that it was one of their favourite regional gigs they have ever played. So well done to everyone. And this is what our little catch up upstairs after Mashed and Kutcher's gig. Oh my God, that was amazing. Hit's first birthday is done and dusted with Mashed and Kutcher.
Adam.
Upstairs in the beautiful Area Hotel.
I'll tell you what, it got real sweaty out there tonight. It's very, very sweaty.
It was pumped though. The crowd seemed to be absolutely going wild.
I'm impressed. I'm actually very impressed. A lot of movement, a lot of sweat.
You never know what to expect in a new country town.
Mm.
And yeah. I think we're not going to leave disappointed.
How do you rate crowds? Is it interactivity? Is it how much they bounce? Is it how disappointed they get at the troll?
All of the above, actually. There's a lot of dot points to fulfill a crowd criteria.
Yeah.
I think
there was a girl out there tonight with a broken ACL and she was thrown down harder.
She was amazing. Matt and Adam from Ashton Kutcher there. Thank you so much for coming to celebrate Hit 99.7's first birthday.
Fantastic night, and they just topped it.
Check out our social pipes, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Hit Riverina MIA for photos from the night. We're also going to put up a little gallery later on.
Yeah.
Once we get all the photos from the area, we'll throw that up as well at hit.com.au. But thank you again. Thank you to everyone for coming along. We really appreciate it and celebrate.
We do. And it was
us.
A fantastic night, and it wouldn't have been without you guys.
Yeah, exactly right. And a big thanks to the team at Jason, Freddie, and the team at the Area Hotel.
Yes. Christmas gift giving.
Tricky.
Look, we have a rule because we're buying for family.
Right.
We're only buying for kids.
Okay.
Because we're going to go see Sam's family.
Yeah.
Or his extended family, his grandparents and his auntie.
Yeah.
And we've decided, you know what? There are six kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're only going to buy for kids. We're not going to buy for adults. And then we put a limit of $30 or $20 a kid.
How many kids are there? About
six, I think.
Okay. $120. That's a lot of money.
Exactly. You know, and with other presents for other family members, mum's a different story. Mum, you spend whatever you spend.
What you spend on her, or she'll just go nuts?
What I spend on her.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's just whatever she wants at the time, I'll just buy it.
Sure.
No,
she's your mum.
Yeah, but it got me thinking because you mentioned something the other day about how you and your fiance Christy are going to see, who is it?
The Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
In January, yes.
And you kind of bought each other that for Christmas, is that right?
Yeah, because the tickets were about $150.
And now you've set a limit on what else you can buy.
Yeah, because like we weren't going to do other gifts.
Yeah.
But then we're like, right, it's Christmas, you know. You want to unwrap something from each other on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
So we set another $50 limit, so we'll spend $200 and the end, including the ticket, on each other. So we set the $50 limit on that. Same sort of for my family. We're stupid. We're big into Christmas, and I know you are too, but we still buy presents for everyone. So my mum, my dad, my grandma, the three kids, the cousins.
If we were going to my family's house, it'd probably be closer to that.
Yeah.
But every family is different, and
exactly. Everyone
has different limits. Now, I spoke to one of the girls at work the other day who has some kids.
Okay.
And I said, you know, do you guys buy gifts for all the kids? Mm. One of them's only just almost one. You know, do you buy gifts for that child? And she said, well, yeah, you've got to buy a gift for that child. And you've got to buy a gift for, like, your partner as well.
Mm.
Because the kids need to see you all unwrapping something.
Yes,
otherwise, the kids are like, what's going on, Mum and Dad? You know, why didn't Santa come by?
Exactly right.
So it got me kind of questioning if you are the only one who has this limit on gift giving for a partner at least, or family, like direct family.
Do you set limits? And then, this is another interesting thing, and I'd like to know your situation, and we'll get to you the answer after this. If you do set a limit, say you and I set a limit, which we're going to, we're going to spend $30 on each other, right?
Yeah.
What if what I want to get for you is really, really, not really expensive, but say $20 over, So I spend 50. Do I then go back to you and say, hey, I spent 50. Do you then have to spend an extra 20 to match my limit?
No.
You don't think so?
Actually, I have something on that.
Okay.
Okay. But 13, 12, 16 right now, do you have Christmas gift giving limits for
yes.
you and your partner or your kids? Would you kind of just go a little crazy?
13, 12, 16, tell us about your Christmas gift giving limits. Jumbo, what happens with you, mate?
No, we don't.
So nothing at all?
No.
So then how do you guys exchange lists or how do you do your Christmas buying for the Yuletide period?
We mainly just buy for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Do you buy anything for, like, hubby and wife? Do you swap gifts?
No, I haven't received a Christmas or birthday gift for the last 3 years.
What?
Really?
Hang on a second. That's not okay, Jumbo.
No, look, Jumbo, I'll admit I'm actually in the same situation. Sam and I have never really given each other gifts.
What?
Anniversary, birthday, Christmas.
No! I feel like we need to give Jumbo a Christmas gift. We need to wrap it up and give him something. Jumbo, we're going to go through our...
I've given my wife birthday gifts. Like last year, I think it was over $1,200 worth of gifts.
Whoa.
Interesting.
And you don't get any gifts back for that?
No.
See, that's not okay.
She's a special woman, so...
Aww.
Jumbo, you're so sweet, mate. Well, thank you so much for letting us know on the gift-giving limits. And look, we'll wrap something up here for you and you can come collect it from the station, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I still got to collect my last prize.
No guarantees it's worth $1,200, though. Sorry,
no,
mate.
No.
Yeah, thanks, Jumbo.
Dane, quick question for you.
Where is this going?
So, our gift-giving, because we are going to give each other a gift.
Correct.
$30 limit, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Do you mind if I go to 40?
Oh, see, now that's what we just talked about briefly.
Yeah.
You want to spend 40, right?
Yeah.
I got an idea for something for you for 30. Does that mean I have to make up
no.
that difference?
No.
But then I feel cheap and nasty.
Why do you feel cheap and nasty?
Well, let's say you spend a little bit more on me.
Well, I would bring it down to 30, but what I'm getting you is 40. I can't change the fact.
Okay. I'll let you get that for me. That's fine. That's okay. Thanks for letting me know, though. I'll just give you a $10 scratchy or something, and then you'll win $250,000. It'll be dirty.
Yeah.
Facebook, we're on it all the time. You and I use it for work, but personally, we're on it quite a bit as well. It's how I find out about a lot of news.
Yeah.
And I think it's that sort of point. It's great for keeping in touch with people overseas, if you've got friends overseas, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a marketplace. It's keeping in touch. It's a place to share your life with everyone else, and it's a place to... do a bit of gloating too if you like going on a fancy holiday somewhere.
Yeah.
I love this time of year as well. It's this time of year we get the countdown list, Claire, of things most searched for, most looked for and all that type of thing.
Yeah.
Facebook have come out with that list for 2017.
Ooh, okay. Can we find out what is it, top five?
Most talked about topics on Facebook in Australia this year. Yeah, we'll run through the from 10 to 5 and then we'll do a top 5.
Okay, yep.
10, the Manchester attacks. Number 9, Roger Federer. Number 8, the death of Linkin Park frontman Chester Bennington. Number 7, Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor boxing match. Number 6, Attorney General George Brandis. So they are like 10 through to 6.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the most talked about? This is in Australia. Most talked about thing on Facebook in Australia was for 2017. I'm just going to surprise you.
It's a good question. Same-sex marriage.
That is up there. Number 3.
Oh, okay.
Number 3. Do you have another guess?
I don't know.
Do you know what it was?
What?
International Women's Day.
Really?
Was the most talked about topic on Facebook Australians in 2017.
I really love that.
I think it's great as well. Director of Policy for Facebook Australia New Zealand, Mia, said the result comes at what was a big year for discussions by and about women. She said globally that was the included talk about women's marches and the Me Too movement aimed at raising awareness of sexual harassment and assault. This was a year for conversations about women on the platform, she
yeah.
said. So coming in at number 5, unfortunately another death of US musician Chris Cornell
mm-hmm.
from Radiohead,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
Number 4, Qantas was spoken about.
Why Qantas?
No.
Wasn't it the Qantas guy that got the pie in the face?
Alan Joyce, yeah, maybe that was probably why. Number 3, you mentioned it, same-sex marriage,
yes,
the
yep.
discussion and debate, and now equality for all, which is mm-hmm. fantastic. Number 2, the Melbourne Cup this year.
Really?
Yeah. And the most talked about was, of course, International Women's Day, which happened on March the 8th. I love these lists, and I love this time of year for the most talked about things on Facebook.
Yeah.
If your Facebook feed was a list, what was your, say, most popular post, do you think? Can you remember back throughout the year?
You know what? I actually think it's one of the photos I posted up over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Of me and my little Santa. No, no, me and my little Santa outfit from last night.
Righty-o.
One of them got 50 likes.
Oh, they're nice. Yeah, good job.
It's probably.
And you're tagging
sadly.
That photo. Thanks for that. Yeah, so I'm getting likes as
well. Yeah, probably.
Thanks very much. Mine was the getting engaged.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But do you know what frustrates me?
What?
Is that, so that post, got engaged, great, a lot of likes and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Some of my random friends just post a photo of them eating a pie and that gets the same amount of likes as
my
thing
gets.
Right?
And I'm like, how?
Like, what's going on here? It's Christmas time, Claire. Love this time of year.
You do. And you love something kind of traditionally that you do every Christmas.
Yes. And it's watch Christmas movies. Because they're always happy. They always make you feel good inside. Mm-hmm. And it seems, doesn't matter what's happened throughout the course of the film, there'll always be a happy ending.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've started watching my list of movies that I watch every single Christmas. I'll tick these off the list.
Okay.
And even though I've seen them hundreds of thousands of times, I'm still like, yep, this is awesome. So I have a list of movies I'd like to run through with you now. And Claire, if you could agree or disagree with the following movies, mm-hmm. or whether or not you watch them. Christmas movies to watch. Love Actually.
Seen it.
Not specifically in this order, by the way.
Yeah.
Good Christmas movie?
I guess.
Die Hard.
So
classic.
I don't know if that's a Christmas movie.
Oh,
it has
Christmas
movie. Bits in it, but it's Die Hard.
Yeah, just because it's an action movie doesn't mean it's not a Christmas movie.
I wouldn't think of watching it on Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Elf,
yep.
Will Ferrell,
mm-hmm.
Home Alone.
Every year.
The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the one with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. It's a sneaky one.
I haven't seen that one in ages.
Mm. The fiancé put me onto this one. It's called The Holiday. I've never seen it.
Okay.
But she swears by it.
Okay.
And finally, the brand new one that was on Netflix that we spoke about, A Christmas Prince. It is that bad, it's great. It's a Netflix original.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, do yourself a favour.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. What Christmas movies do you always watch? And have I missed any? Any on that list that...
See, for me, there's a kids movie that I like to watch.
What's that one?
It's called Rudolph.
Oh, is that the stop
90s?
Motion one?
It is the stop motion one.
Yes, okay.
For me as a child, like I said, I don't watch a lot of TV at Christmas. But as a child, that was a guaranteed one that would be played over and over again during the Christmas period.
13 to 12, 16, Christmas movie lists.
Mm-hmm.
What have I missed and what's on yours? John on 13, 12, 16, mate, what Christmas movie do you always watch?
Timeless classic. It'd be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Of course. I can't believe that
forgot
was
about that
list.
One.
How good is that? The best part of that film. What do you think it is? We'll see. We'll compare notes.
You put me on the spot there. I'm a big fan of any of the Griswold stuff. So
the whole movie.
The whole movie.
For mine, it's opening up, cutting into the turkey, and just a puff of smoke comes out. It gets me every time.
Oh, gosh.
I love it. Good one. I'll add that to the list. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16.
Sarah on Facebook said that Miracle on, is it 31st Street?
34th Street,
is her favourite.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a classic, that
Actually,
one.
Actually, I do enjoy that movie. But you know what? I don't watch it at this time of year. I'll watch it at the most random times of year.
Yeah.
I think because it's like that nostalgia of Christmas.
Yes.
Like, oh, love it.
Michaela, Christmas with the Cranks and Deck the Halls.
Ah.
Two very interesting ones. And someone said Bad Santa.
Yeah, Bad Santa's not a... bad one.
I've never seen that.
Oh, really? You got to watch it.
Is it, who's in it? Is it that Billy Bob Thornton bloke?
Oh, I'm not good
with
names.
Is it worth watching though?
Is it
funny?
It is funny.
And do you feel good after watching it?
I don't know. It's a good movie though. It is a good Christmas one. You should definitely watch it.
All right.
Right now though, Dean McCarthy joins us live from New York this morning. Good morning, Dino.
G'day, guys. I tell you what, it's literally snowing.
Whoa.
It's freezing in New York City. Oh, poor me. But I tell you what, it's all hot and heavy in LA. That's for sure.
Yeah, now Beyonce, she's been caught shopping somewhere you probably wouldn't expect to see her.
look, I know this sounds like a really petty story, but hear me out. Let me explain. Beyonce, okay, the Beyonce, the queen of the world, she's worth $1 billion. Over the weekend, she went to Target with Blue Ivy. Okay, so there she is. She's got the red trolley, you know, the Target red trolley, pushing it down the aisle near the candles and the pillowcases. And there's Blue Ivy grabbing things from the shelves and throwing them into the trolley. Like, as you can imagine, shoppers were losing their minds. Like,
oh, yeah.
Photos, videos. She didn't shut the store down. She didn't have bodyguards everywhere. I mean, she's one of the people.
That's what I was going to ask, Dino, though. She didn't have any bodyguards or anyone to, like, mind her?
She had her one bodyguard who does not leave her side. Now, friends of mine have worked with Beyonce, and he is literally, when she goes to the bathroom, he stands outside the door.
Wow.
He does not go within a few metres of her. So he was there, but other than that, there was no one else.
Imagine living a life like that. Those poor kids. Wait, she had twins, didn't she, Sarah and Rumi? So the three of them, crazy lifestyle, isn't it?
You'd be used to it. You wouldn't know anything different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Dino, The Rock has come out and changed his mind about something pretty important.
Yeah, this guy doesn't need a bodyguard. Oh. He is the bodyguard.
Yeah.
He is the bodyguard. So here's the thing. The Rock decided that he would run for the President of the United States of America in 2020. Mm. Lots of people have asked him to do this. You know, he's very, very popular, very influential in Hollywood. He has come out over the weekend and said that he will not be running. He basically said, look, it's a very important role. You need the credentials and the experience. It's not just like any clown can be the president, even though the current president is a clown. Let's be clear. He has decided that he doesn't want to go from one Hollywood star to another as the running the country, and he will not be running in 2020.
He would be so much better than Trumpy, but who knows, maybe he wouldn't be. Can't say. What about Kanye? Is he still throwing his hat in the ring for 2020?
He was going to. Kanye's kind of like taking a bit of a break from everything at the moment, so maybe he's going to pull out of running for president as well.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see, though, Dino. I don't know. He's one of those guys that can just out of the blue go, you know what, I'm back on it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly. I'm more nervous about him than anything else. Mm. Dino McCarthy, thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again on Wednesday.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
Dane, you are a big Harry Potter lover, right?
I do like Harry Potter, yeah.
What would be your favourite movie or book?
Ooh, look, all the movies are good, but I'll go off the books because the books were just so much better, like most things in life, than the movies. Favourite book would have to be either Order of the Phoenix. And then you've got the Triwizard Cup one, Goblet of Fire. That was also good. Then you got The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, so which one?
I don't know. They're all pretty good. One of the middle ones.
Okay. No problem. Well, look, Harry Potter has been going for so long now. And at the moment, it's still being shown on Broadway. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it's in West End going to Broadway next year, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Parts 1 and 2, and then coming to Melbourne in 2 years as well.
And that's kind of it for the direct Harry Potter books, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So you've got the 7 Harry Potter books, and then the direct after story was Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which is the play.
Okay, yep. And then you've got, like, the side story.
Yep, so you've got Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is the story of before Harry, in 1920s New York.
Years before.
It's more about young Dumbledore and his adventures with Grindelwald. If you're a Harry Potter fan, you know what I'm talking about. And that sort of fight for power and the Elder Wand.
Well, Dane, there is another new offshoot
of
Harry
Potter.
Oh, no,
not another one.
Yeah. And J.K. Rowling has almost given her blessing, I guess, and possibly has taken on board bits of this.
Well, I wouldn't be able to do it if she hasn't said yes.
Well, it's...
She owns the right to it all.
Yeah, I know. So Harry Potter, which is the name working title.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's actually going to be called Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Is going to be a new Netflix series.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Now, it seems interesting. The photo that they've put up, it just shows Harry Potter, Netflix original series. And it's got, like, instead of, you know how Harry has his scar?
Yeah.
It's almost like instead of being a scar as such, it's, I guess, like a vein.
Okay,
a weird vein. Now, the interesting part, though, is that Netflix is looking at casting a whole heap of the kids from Stranger Things.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's a combination almost of Stranger Things and Harry Potter.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it'll be hard to watch those. After watching Stranger Things, it'll be hard to watch those kids in something different. And I know one of them's in It.
Yeah.
And some of them other stuff. But imagine just pulling them straight out of Stranger Things into Harry Potter, that universe. will be really interesting.
It's apparently really rare, though, when so many actors from one show get cast another project together. But they've made it happen. You've got Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11, Gatton Matsuro, which is Dustin, Finn Wolfhard, Mike, Noah Snap, who's Will, and Caleb, who's Lucas, all in Stranger Things.
Yeah, rightio. That's sort of cool in a way, I suppose. But there's a couple of good things about this. One, Josh Whedon's doing it, which is awesome. He's like a sci-fi nerd dude. I think he'll take care of it. And I'm just actually reading quickly here, because I'll Google it while you're talking. It's the first ever TV show based on the Wizarding World, and it's focused on the American Wizarding School, Eva Mourney, and sort of what was happening when Voldemort was coming into power and that type of thing. So it'll be an interesting side of the story. So I don't think we'll see Harry at all during this at all, because it'll be based in America and focused on what they're seeing in the Wizarding fight.
Yeah, possibly
not. When it was sort
of
based over in the UK. Is it too much now, though?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the Harry Potter fan.
Well, I was happy with how it finished after book 7. And I was like, right, that's the story. I'm done. And then The Cursed Child came out.
Yeah.
And now we've got Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And it's the Wizarding World is just,
I think it's
huge.
A great idea when it comes to like the parks and things like that, because people
theme parks,
love it.
Yeah. You can live it.
Yeah. But I'm a bit like you. I'm not sure how, you know, there's a point where things have had its run.
Yes.
You need to move on and just live off what you have.
Which is plenty, and she'll be making plenty more from this as well, that's for sure. It's 19 past 6. Clara Day on Hit.